All right, welcome back, Golden Hawks. This is After Class with Sam. Today, I have a very special guest. I have my friend Dylan with me.
Hey, guys.
So today, it's still going to be a bit of music, probably like normal, but it's probably also going to be a lot more talking.
Yeah, we're living out our podcast dreams.
Yes, we're podcast bros today. And to start with the podcast, we actually have a topic that we were talking about just before this, and it is about swallowing or spitting out gum, because I think the idea of swallowing gum is like disgusting. I've done it a few times, and it feels like you're swallowing a rock.
I just like, because I remember like when I was younger, like people would be like, oh, it gets stuck in your stomach. And then once I found out our stomach acid is like strong enough to dissolve like metal, I think. What can it dissolve? I might be completely wrong. I may be spreading misinformation.
I feel like it can dissolve metal. Like, maybe not metal.
Maybe
but
like like aluminum. Like, I don't know.
I feel like it can dissolve gum though.
It must be like.
It can.
It
can dissolve
gum. Has to. And I've never had an issue with it.
No, I mean, like, me neither, but that's also because I don't swallow gum, because I just think the idea is, like, disgusting.
I swallow gum just because I don't care.
Right.
I have since I was younger, and I've never had an issue with it, like.
In a few years when you have to go to the hospital for a fucking, stomach block you have.
Forget my, like, no, it wouldn't be a stomach block, it'd be a fucking intestinal block.
It's just, like everything.
Yeah, my whole body's fucked up.
It might be. At this point, like, I don't know, we'll see. That was, I just can't, like, I would never. Like, okay, I love being in bed. I love being cozy. I love not getting up. There is probably nothing in the world that would, like, get me up faster than needing to, like, spit out gum.
There's never a time I'm in bed chewing gum.
Well, I'm in bed. I'm doing everything.
I'm usually out and about chewing gum.
I will. If I have a pack of gum, I will go through that thing in 5 minutes, because I just constantly, especially the mint bubble gum. I forgot how good that was when we bought it together.
I chew, like, a piece of gum. I'll chew the same piece of gum for, like, 6 hours straight.
Because
I don't really care about the flavor.
No, if I stop getting, like, the burst of flavor when I chew, I need to put it in.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I just need my, I constantly, I talk so much that I need my mouth to constantly move.
No, there's like a, if it gets to like a, there will be like a point in time where I have like 6 pieces of gum in my mouth. I pull it out. It's like as
big
as a
toothpick. Fucking rancid. I don't add another piece of gum unless like I spit out or swallow the first one.
Or swallow the first one.
I spit out occasionally. It's not like I'm always like, it's not like I take.
Are
like,
you a swallower or a spitter?
Always a swallower.
Always a spitter.
No, I don't like take joy or like, oh wow, this is really yummy. Like,
I'm so excited to swallow this piece of gum.
It's just like I don't like really, I don't know. Just, I don't know where it comes from. I guess I just
illness.
I don't know. I think I just thought I was smarter than the scientists and the doctors who told me
and
not
you were
to
like,
do
I
it.
I can do it.
And I haven't had a problem with it since.
You're going to.
I've lived like a good like 13 years doing this, I'm chill.
Well, I've lived 13 years longer than you doing this, and I know you're wrong.
You're not 13 years older than me.
Well, like, the same amount of time you've been chewing gum, I've been chewing it longer. Because I'm
I think, no, I was chewing,
older.
But I was chewing gum before that. I just was, I wasn't swallowing it because I was scared.
I never swallowed it as a kid because also I chewed, like, the Hubba Bubba, like, the big chunks of gum.
Like the roll?
No, like, the squares.
Oh, I fucking hated those things. They were difficult to chew down
on. They tasted delicious, but, like, my little, like, 8-year-old mouth couldn't, like, handle it. I'd put the piece, I'd be like,
I used to do this thing where, like, my dad in my stocking, he would give me, like, the tape roll of Hubba Bubba.
I used to be like, this doesn't tape for shit. This doesn't stick to anything.
I know, it pissed me the fuck off, but I would just eat it. Like, I would chew it, and then once the flavor was gone, I'd spit it out and eat the rest of it. Like, I would, oh, but I wouldn't, God. Like, I wouldn't swallow it. I would just, until the flavor was, like, gone, it was, like, I was, like, all in
sit
one
there
sitting.
And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's actually not as bad.
That's not as bad.
That's not that great. No, I had friends, like, I never did this. I had friends who would take the roll and just bite into it. Like,
oh, I did that too, though.
They wouldn't, like, I don't hate that.
I did that,
but
too,
it's
to rage,
like,
bait.
Well, you would do everything to rage bait. That's different.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not against that necessarily. I just think it's, like, kind of weird. Because it's, like, you're just getting layers of gum.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's like when your parent tells you not to do something,
well,
like,
yeah,
you're inclined
then you
to do
have,
it.
You have to do it.
I have to do it. It's you same with like biting it. Into the Kit Kat, like not breaking it apart.
That one is just like, if it's Kit Kats are delicious. I love Kit Kats. If I need to eat that, I need to eat that. Like, I don't care how I'm eating it. I need to eat a Kit
Kat.
Same
with like cheese string. Like, no, I'm not always pulling that shit apart.
We barely ever had cheese string when I was a kid. Like, that was just not a thing in my house.
Oh, I'd beg for it. That was like a treat. Like, I would beg for the cheese string.
No, my parents, like my mom bought like cheese string for me, like, recent, like over summer break probably, like it was like recently in the house. I went crazy on that stuff. Now
you know
I
what
I
tried,
like,
again,
that
was being disgusting, and I don't know why, like, we were eating that like it was normal. The Laughing Cow cream cheese.
Don't piss me off.
That's like, that's not cream cheese. There's something off about it.
When
it's like too like waxy.
It spreads, like, it's like it's solid, but it also spreads too easily. Like, it's just
like
not...
I feel like it could be left out for a good like 17 hours and I could still eat it and not
I go
sick.
As far as 20. Like, it's really
you, you know that one like McDonald's thing, it's like, oh, the McDonald's is left out for a year and it doesn't mold. That's how
that's
I feel
true.
About Laughing Cow cheese.
But that's true. I know that's true, because my dad and I did it with a Breyers ice cream tub once, and this is when like the
like left it out.
Yeah, like on purpose, like to see.
Okay.
And this,
because Breyers is like frozen treat,
it's
right?
It's frozen dessert. Yeah. Yeah, it's not ice cream. Yeah. And this is when like.
Same with Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen is not ice cream at all.
What's that stuff called? The CBC when they like investigation marketplace. This is when like CBC marketplace came out about like the difference between like frozen dessert and ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, if you leave a tub of Breyers out, like it's gonna kind of get watery and separate, but it's not gonna melt like ice cream does. And we were like, okay, like we got this tub of ice cream that like ice cream, not ice cream, Breyers that my aunt brought over, and we didn't like, we're Canadian, she's American, like we don't fuck with Breyers, we eat Chapman's, like whatever. And so we left it out just to see. It was in there, our garage, our hot garage in the summer for like a week. It was watery. There was like a layer of like cream, like ice cream, quote unquote, on top, and the bottom was like water.
That's disgusting.
It was so scary.
That's why they tell you, like, once you get Breyers, they're like, oh, if it melts, like, it's like, because actual ice cream, you could, I'm pretty
sure,
it melts
and refreezes.
You can refreeze that, no issue. But like,
it honestly,
anything that's frozen dessert, you can't. And same with whipped cream.
Yeah. There's,
whipped dessert is not, like, there's not enough milk or cream in it to be, like, able for, like, it to be labeled
I
as
I hate capitalism, because what are you talking about? That whipped cream and, like, whipped dessert or whatever are different things. Like,
so
don't
bad.
Make me mad. Don't make me mad.
There's no way we should be cutting corners on our food, like, what we're putting into ourselves.
And not even, like, just any food. Food that's been around for, like, 1,000 years. We Googled how old
we actually did Google about, like, this. Marco Polo brought this back from China, but it did originate in Mesopotamia.
It did.
In 4000 BC.
Shout out Marco Polo.
Shout
out Marco Polo for bringing ice cream to the continental Europe from Asia.
Also, another fact about Marco Polo, he has nothing to do with the game Marco Polo. Someone just came up with that.
He was Italian?
Marco Polo?
Yeah. Was he?
Marco. Like, we can assume
Polo.
He was he was probably
Italian.
Like. Yeah, he was probably Italian. Or would it? No, because it's not a double L. It's Marco Pollo.
Pollo. He's Spanish. No, he's Italian.
No, but even Italians say
Pollo.
Pollo, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't speak Spanish nor
speak
Italian.
French.
I do speak French.
Which is our next topic.
And
this might be what I read my policy brief on, which is due on Monday, so don't get on me about that. However, the state of French education in Southern Ontario, like in the GPA,
it has to be studied, because I'm from Ottawa and
like I'm from Milton.
It's not great there. Like, our French education should be up.
Any French education in a non like predominantly French province, aka Quebec, is going to be bad. Like, that's how that works. But
but then Quebec also falls way behind on English.
Yeah, but that's okay. They're allowed to.
Yeah,
but our French, like.
It was like a culture shock. Like, once I moved from Ottawa to here, and I heard, like, because everyone here is like mostly from the GTA.
A lot of people, yeah.
And it's just, like, they can speak French and they can understand it, but it's not,
like,
good.
If Dylan were to say something in French, like, 90% of the time, I'd probably be able to understand it. If he asked me to respond, not a clue.
It's just
the accent, especially. Like, say something in French that I could say. Like, just a word, not a sentence. Pick any word.
I don't know, like.
Say window.
I completely like leaves my mind the minute I'm asked fenêtre.
Yeah, I can't do the like the R sound at the end. Fenêtre. Like, that's how, if I said that, I'd get 100%.
But it's like so much easier. Like, me saying one word, like, it's difficult to have like the French accent where it's supposed to. Like,
yeah.
My French accent.
Into like the role of it.
Yeah, like when I'm like, because I can speak like, because we're taught, like, I guess we're both taught like Parisien and also Québécois.
Like, we were taught just
because we're right next to like Quebec.
Yeah.
So
no, we were taught just Québécois. Like, my French teacher would be like, when you guys are in Quebec, like, this is what they're gonna say. This is the like textbook, but this is what they're gonna say. So this is what I'm gonna teach you. Like, that's what she was on.
But like, what was the kind of stuff they would teach? Because,
well,
like,
I told you char. We didn't learn like.
I don't think I've ever. I don't know. I can't speak for whole like all of Quebec, but I've been in Quebec like a good handful of times. Like,
that's what she swore.
I've
by
never
it.
Heard anyone we, say char.
We watched a movie. We watched like this Québécois like hockey movie, and they said it. She talked about how when she was in Quebec, they said it. And so instead of
I guess
like
deeper into Quebec. Like, Gatineau's not really, like,
yeah,
I can't even be
like Gatineau's, I feel
that.
Like, it's going to have a lot of English-speaking people, too.
Yeah, and I'm not, I don't really go to Montreal much.
So it's like, yeah, so I don't know where specifically, but, like, we never said, like, loto. We'd always say char.
Oh, we'd say loto all the time.
Like, what else? No, voiture is driving, so no, that doesn't count. Like,
voiture?
Yeah. Yeah, that,
is that no.
To drive? What's
what? Voiture is a
car. What's to drive?
Conduit.
Oh, yeah, because we got to talk about, like, oh, what you did over the summer. I'd be like, what would I say? I don't even know, but he'd be like, l'école de... It'd be like school of driving.
Oh,
that's what we talked about over March break. She was like, okay, like, what'd you guys do over March break? Like, whatever she'd say in French, and it'd be like, l'école de voiture, like the school car. And she'd be like,
that's all.
And she'd be like, right. Of course.
No, ours, we had to, I remember my summative in grade 11 French was
which is culminating for anybody who lives around here.
Yes. We don't call it that over in Ottawa. We call it our summative.
We call it culminating. It gets serious.
We were given a topic and we had to, talk to our teacher about it, like, in a full French conversation. So my topic was why, if I was for or against uniforms in school.
But that's not a real debate for you guys because you didn't have uniforms. When we had those debates, that shit was like our soul was in that because we had uniforms and they were butt ugly.
But I feel like the concept, I like the concept of uniforms.
It's just you have to have a cute one. Like mine, like, okay, anyone who's from Milton, I'm just giving away like all my personal information.
Yourself completely.
Yeah, it's like, this is my home address. This is my like postal code. So, okay, there's three Catholic high schools in Milton. Yeah, there's three. So BR, if you go there, Bishop F. Reading, PF, I think, I don't know, Bishop Reading, they have like a red shirt and then the black like McCarthy pants. So once again, if you're from Southern Ontario, you wear a uniform, McCarthy, you know the brand. FX, St. Francis Xavier, formerly Jean Vanier.
Oh, we had a St. FX too.
Yeah, well, you had a Sir Wilfrid Laurier as well.
We did. I went to Sir Wilfrid Laurier and now attend Wilfrid Laurier. It's not Sir.
I think it is.
No, I don't think it is. Our official school name is Wilfrid Laurier University.
Oh, so you looked it up on maps, it came up as Sir. But I feel like that's just his name.
Yeah, because that's just his honorary title.
FX, formerly JV, they have purple and or white shirts and black pants. We had gray, like polyester shirts. They were so like bad. If you took them off, well, obviously, when you take them off, at the end of the day, they would like static to your back.
Oh.
And so I was recently at work and I was talking to a volunteer at my work and he's like 14 or something because he's a volunteer. He's not employed there. And he's in grade 9 at And I was like, oh, like, what school do you go to? Like, I was trying to, like, be nice, like, cool or, like, coworker. He's like, oh, I go to St. Kateri. I was like, oh, no way. Like, I went to St. Kateri, like, first graduate class. They changed the uniforms. We had to wear these butt ugly gray shirts. They get to wear.
Once you left?
The minute I left, they changed it from gray to teal.
Every school does the best upgrade you, like, can. Like, once I remember when I visited my elementary school after I, like, went to high school, I was so mad. They installed benches all around, like, the whole of, like, outside. We had nowhere to sit.
Don't make me mad. Because for me, it was like, okay, honestly, I didn't. Okay, the gray uniforms were terrible quality. That's why I hated them. I didn't mind the gray shirt as themselves, though, because I was like a peer mentor, which is like leadership thing in the school. And so I got to wear a teal shirt. Now they copied FX or no, BR, and it's leaders in black. So everybody's wearing teal and the like mentors or whatever wear black. But which is still cooler, though, because we had to wear teal.
We had to wear light pink.
I know. I've
for
seen
Link.
Yeah, but yours were just like t-shirts. Ours were like golf polos.
They were horrible, though. Like they were like the thinnest material they could conjure up.
Yeah. When you come to Milton, I'm going to dig in my little box. I'm going to show you a set of the uniform shirt. I'm going to make you feel how like disgusting it is. Because it was like...
Did you like... Were you... For like girls, were they given the choice to wear a skirt or pants?
They used to have skirts at FX or at BR and then teen pregnancy was like a thing. So they
from skirts?
Yeah. They got rid of skirts and apparently that solved it. Question mark.
Not sure that...
Yeah, I think
how is this statistic ran?
It's a Catholic school. They don't really care.
Yeah.
I think what the actual issue was is that it was the thing of obviously like the skirts were like a weird length and the teenage girls like don't want to be wearing a weird length skirts. So they would either roll them up or hem them differently.
Yeah. My friend like who lives in Windsor, like she would roll up her skirt because it was just an awkward
length. I think that was the thing. So we had pants. There were men and women's pants. Mm. I always wore the men's pants because the women's one did not have pockets at all.
Which, can we also talk about that? Why like
don't
are women
make me mad.
Robbed of pockets? Like, I don't understand that concept.
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
Misogyny. Purses.
But, like,
purses.
Oh.
Purses. And also, I think a part of it, that maybe this is not the original design, but like this is what I think. A lot of times women's pants, like the way they sit, because they sit differently on your body than men's pants would, the pockets would fall at, like an awkward like spot.
Oh.
Like they'd be like in the like folds of your hips, like when you sit down, as opposed to like being on your leg. Like I'm wearing a men's jeans right now. I can feel like my student ID in my pocket. It's on my leg. But if I was wearing like women's jeans, it'd be like on my kind of stomach slash like where I'm sitting. So I feel like that's part of it. I don't think that's like a design choice. I think that's just like one of the things where it's like things were designed for men and then they just didn't work out for anyone else. Because also don't forget, men would have been wearing pants earlier.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's part of it too. Question mark.
Probably.
Because I mean like pants would have been designed for men because they would have been wearing it earlier. It's the same thing how bicycle seats, even though they're uncomfortable for everybody, they're technically designed for men.
They're uncomfortable like completely.
Yeah. There's nobody that like a bicycle seat is comfortable for.
Yeah, no, like after like not riding a bike for a while,
you
bro,
sound like you're like, oh,
it's actually like I'm bruised after. Yeah. Like it hurts.
You can get the kind though, I don't know how to say this like politely without like the kind of crotch piece,
like the cruiser kind.
Those are cute. Like those are way more comfortable. Like it's just they're not, it's just not like, I know they're designed technically for men because men were allowed to ride bikes earlier, but like it's just they, how does like, it's just bad for everybody. Like I don't
we just need to like up,
because I feel like bicycle technology is beyond this at this point.
I think a lot of technology is beyond what we're working with right now.
Yeah, why do we do that? Why do we just stay with things that suck? Hashtag philosophy.
Well, I also feel like I would rather go back to like the way like the internet and electronics were like maybe like mid 2010s. Or like early 2010s.
Yeah, early 2010s, late 2000s. Because okay,
like it's gotten excessive at this point. Like obviously, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and tell you like I don't love my iPhone. Like yeah. I'm 100% addicted. I'll be the first person yeah. to admit that. It would be a very, very hard like time for me to go like days or even a day without my phone.
Oh yeah, you know how much I'm on my phone. Like yeah. that's crazy. But it's also like I know I agree because I always talk about this and I talk about this with literally everybody anytime I'm talking about like computers. I miss when I was like a kid and obviously you see in like movies and stuff yeah. before when the internet was a place. Like you had a yeah. you had a computer room.
Yeah.
And so you'd go to the computer to go on the internet. But the internet
I'd
like
have to like
everywhere.
Ask my dad like, oh, can I go on the computer? And it'd be like, oh, like maybe like I have things to do.
Yeah, literally. I'd be like, Mom, can I use the computer? I'd be using it for those like school, like, you know, those like activities you did at home that was like the reading yeah. ones. I'd be asking just for that. But like the internet was like a place. And even when I was a kid, like on my iPad. Yes, I had an iPad. Like whatever. I was an iPad kid.
We had like a family iPad.
Hashtag only child.
And we were not allowed using it like ever. Like it yeah. was like so restricted. And then we yeah. also had to take turns because there were five of us in the house.
Yeah.
So
like I had my own iPad, but even then, like people my age, like my friends stuff talk about like the stuff they got into on the internet, like on their iPads and tablets as a kid.
It's so bad.
I was the opposite. I never talked to anybody on the internet. I was barely even on websites. I was playing like Palace Pets. Like I was playing like Disney
I was
Mobile
never
games.
Talking to people. Like I don't remember like really talking to people. I was a very anxious child when it came to that because I was yeah. just scared I was gonna get kidnapped all the time. Like
yeah.
everything it was like when kids are scared of like quicksand like yeah. my hey, thing was like I'm gonna deal with kidnapping every single day
people
like
are this going is, to try to kidnap me yeah. every time I leave the house
that was my thing so I was like yeah. bro if like I talk to people online like they're gonna find me
and they're gonna get
so
me.
I would not talk to people online. I wouldn't even let people like post my name my yeah. first name.
My friend was like that up
like
until,
I wouldn't let it happen
up until like 2 years ago. Like it'd be like quarantine, we were all like hanging out, we'd be like in a Discord server of like the five of us, probably even four of us. My name's Sam, my name on everything is Sam, but instead of an A it's a four. That's just a thing I do. My yeah. friend Sophia Sienna, and he'd have some like bullshit as his name. We all know, like, and he would refuse to talk in calls too, and it's like we go to school together, like I know yeah. I see you every morning, like I know your name. But he was like one of those like super anonymous guys online. It was really funny because I'd be like, hey, did you do the homework?
And he was like, nonchalant before nonchalant was a thing.
He was nonchalant when we were like 13 because I'd be like, hey, did you do the homework? Like texting him on like Discord because that's what we use, and it'd be like a string of numbers as his name, being like, nah, sorry. You know right. what, respect. Like I get it.
I can respect that.
I can respect. I actually can't because it was really annoying when we'd all try to be like playing a game or something and he wouldn't turn his like mic on.
You just have to hope. You just have to hope he's doing what he should be
doing.
We'd
be like playing Roblox or something and he just like wouldn't speak. And it's like it's just us. Like
I never spoke to people on Roblox.
No, I don't know what that's about. Like we'd be in a
like
call.
I would be like I would talk like in the game, but I wouldn't ever like go outside of the game and like
no.
Like I was like I never like I'm very fortunate. I never got like groomed. Into like bad into like bad situations on the internet. But I was viewing things like a child my age yeah. should not be viewing.
That's what I was gonna say. Like I was. When I was like young, I wasn't. When I got like age 10-ish, like when I started having my own phone, because then it was like private. That's what the difference. Yeah, the tablet, like the iPad, felt public, even though it was mine.
Well, I thought it was like I thought my iPod was private, but
everybody.
My dad had
shit.
Connected. I was on his iCloud, so he could see everything I was looking up.
No,
I got in so much trouble because I looked up like I was watching a
boys
YouTube
kissing.
Video. No. I was watching a Shane Dawson.
Oh yeah.
Like YouTube video because I was like just the era like of
and
YouTube.
And his stuff was wildly inappropriate too.
It was so no. I remember exactly the video that I got caught watching, and then my dad was like, "You're not watching this anymore," and it was drunk Q&A with me and my boyfriend.
Makes
and
sense.
My dad was like obviously he's, upset about that.
Yeah, he's kind of on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I remember like when I first had my first phone, because to me that felt like private. What I would watch, no, not watch, I was on Tumblr, which is a very dangerous place to go.
I never had Tumblr.
I was on that. I was on Tumblr, and it wasn't like I never got into anything like sexual as a kid. Like I never like stumbled upon like porn or whatever, which is like people talk about that all the time.
Like, I stumbled upon it. Like,
but people talk about being like 10 years old and like hypersexual because they found stuff. I've never did that. I was like, I would see people like I wanted to be like in high school because I was like a cool age to be like, I was. Mm. So I would like see people like that. There was obviously a little bit of eating disorder stuff because this was like unregulated Tumblr at like the height of Lana Del Rey.
Oh,
so it's like obviously it was like the mid late 20, like 2010, so it was obviously it was kind of bad. That was before like Tumblr had regulations on that stuff, but like I never got into anything like super crazy. I don't think, but also
I don't think I got into anything super crazy, but like once like I think once it, I realized like, oh, on like Twitter you can kind of look up
anything.
You can get it.
Yeah,
that was kind of like that was detrimental to an 11-year-old, I fear,
especially Twitter, because
I wasn't
unregulated.
Like it was like very, and like also when you're on Twitter, like you can just, it was genuinely, you're not even looking it up. You
stumble upon it. Like, the algorithm is kind of crazy.
Same with YouTube. YouTube used to be, like, heavily unmoderated.
I remember when YouTube was, like, low-key live leak. Like,
I used to see crazy things on YouTube.
Bro, there was borderline, like, Al-Qaeda beheadings on there. Like,
no.
Actually, there was, like, TikTok's violence. Like,
do you remember that one time? I think it was, like, last year. Maybe it was early this year when something went wrong with Instagram's moderation system.
Oh, my God.
And for a full, like, almost a full day, you were genuinely watching live leaks.
Yeah, it was literally live
leaks. It was bad. Like, all of Reels was live leaks.
Yeah, you couldn't open Reels without seeing some sort of, like, disgusting violence.
Yeah, like if we go back to, like, YouTube, like, YouTube was really, like, truly bad. Like, if you watch, like, there's, like, a couple YouTubers I really like. Like, Nick Crowley does a really good job at covering, like,
that
these, just the darkest parts of the internet and YouTube. And YouTube was, there was this YouTube channel called The Daily Capper, and a capper is like, obviously, like, adults, usually adult males, mm-hmm. who would go onto, like, websites like Omegle and, like, other, like,
I have a talk about Omegle. Let me write that down.
We'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
And they would convince, like, young girls mm-hmm. to flash the camera.
Right.
Or, like, show, like, nudity and things like that.
Yeah.
And then they would take a cap shot. That's where cappers come from.
Oh my God, like a cap
shot of it. And then they would harass these girls mm-hmm. and be like, if you don't, like, send more, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, like, I'm gonna send this to everyone you know. Do you remember Amanda Todd?
Yes.
Amanda Todd was a victim of that.
Is that why she, like,
that's
disappeared?
Why that that's well that's why she like
yeah. We disappeared and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unfortunately, yeah, unfortunately, like, she did end her life.
A while before that, she was kind of, like, off the internet.
Yeah, because I remember seeing her original video where she's like, my name's Amanda Todd, and flipping through the papers.
Yeah.
But she was a victim of cappers.
God. I knew there was something.
And there was, like, I don't know if you can still see the YouTube channel, but it was called The Daily Capper. And they would talk, it was like this whole community. And they would be like, this capper, like, good job, you got, like, this. Like, they would.
They had quotas.
Yeah, it was essentially like a news show like this where it would be like someone talking about it, and it was just like they would like commend like these things, and if they got like a girl like kill themselves or something, it would be like good job.
It was vile.
It was completely vile.
That's so disgusting.
If you guys want to know more about that, definitely watch Nick Crowley. He has a whole video on it. It's like 28 minutes. It's really good.
But that's also like, because we watched this video the other day. That's how people like fucking smart schoolboy nine.
Smart schoolboy nine. It's that there needs to be so many more laws. I think on the internet there needs to be so many more laws, especially with the like AI.
Yeah.
Bro, AI needs to be regulated. I don't think we should have access to AI.
No, literally.
I don't think it should be government regulated, like, which also gets dangerous.
That's depending on the government. Because it's like, I want to say it's like the UK and maybe like Australia. There's a couple countries out there doing laws about teenagers on social media, which is like, I can understand the goal behind it.
I have a big
segment about this, because the one in the UK came after Breonna Gay's murder. Which was unfortunately, so she was a transgender child. She was 16.
Oh, I remember this actually.
Yeah, and so she was murdered by these two like classmates or whatever, whose names are protected because they're under 18, which makes me so mad. And I felt so bad for this girl. Like, I literally cried when I found out about it. But I believe that was one of the catalysts for like this law, but like under 16, I think it was under social media. And it's one of those things where it's like, obviously social media isn't going to be great for you when you're young because of how algorithmic it is and the content that like is in the algorithm, especially like YouTube Shorts, especially YouTube Kids.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're removing these kids from any potential community they could have. That's
here's my
sure.
thing on this.
Okay.
I think under 16, you shouldn't be able to have your face on the internet.
Agreed. 1,000% agreed.
Your name, sure.
Parents should not be able to post pictures of kids.
100%. And if they do, like, I really like... Like, I think Millie Bobby Brown's doing it. She's completely, like, not showing her child's face
at
all.
There's a couple of celebrities doing it because the...
Like, Caleb Finn does the same thing with his kids.
Yeah, he, like, completely covers it. Yeah. Because the saves... Sometimes I'll see, like, a cute video and it's, like, a toddler or something doing something. And I do, because I work with kids, so I'm like, oh, like, so cute.
Yeah, but there's people who are not viewing it like that.
That's what I'm saying. And then I'm like, oh, my God, there's a million saves on this. Like...
It's repulsive. And I think if you are a parent and you're going to be sharing your child's face on the internet, at least have it be a private account.
Yeah.
If a private, like, family account, like, whatever, like...
If it's, like, a family Facebook, yeah, like, yeah, something like that, sure. But even then, I feel scared, like...
I would feel scared that it'd be leaked. Like, I just wouldn't want to put my kid in a position where they're being exploited.
Even if it's a single photo of them as a newborn, like, it's still, like, the stuff people can do online. And it just the fact that it's, like, people 20 years ago wouldn't have had to worry about their potential child's, like, digital footprint.
Yeah.
And now it's like such a thing you have to worry
I'm
about.
Actually like, yeah, that's like terrifying. Like I think about it a lot. Like your future can be destroyed by something you did when you were 12.
Yeah.
And which I do think employers should take into like consideration. Like
I agree with like accountability, but at the same time, sometimes you're
13 and you truly don't understand, or you're from like a bad family where this is being like preached, and like it's truly not your fault if like this is what's being taught to you.
Literally one of those cases where you see people on online doing it, getting attention, and you want the attention. Yeah. Like it's literally like I've never done anything kind of weird online, like thankfully, like anything like that. But it's so easy to like fall into that trap. Like it's so easy. So it's like to an extent, okay, if you're 21 posting blackface for Halloween, hey.
That's like how I feel. Oh my God. Brooke Schofield.
Oh, don't get me
like
started.
Like when she had her whole controversy, I didn't feel bad for her because she was in university.
She was in university. Like she was like, oh, but I grew up around this. You're in university.
You're at higher education.
She was like 21 when she made the Trayvon Martin jokes.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Very poor taste.
Very, very poor taste. 21, like you're well old enough. The internet was well established at this point.
Yeah,
this
wasn't
21 in like 1980. This is 21 in like 2017.
Yeah, and like even her tweets, like they were like it was like a long slew of like like it wasn't just like one year where she's like, oh, I made a mistake.
This was like and speaking of, I think it's still so crazy the whole Cody Ko Tana Mojo thing, because Tana Mojo, she was so young. Like I didn't realize when I was like 10 watching her, she was like 17. Like she's young.
It's crazy like looking at all these influencers who I like when I was younger, I imagine they were like mid 20s.
Yeah.
They were like James Charles. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Like I have mixed opinions on
me
him.
Too,
I can't form a solid opinion on that
literally.
Guy. But he was young. He was young in LA and like being expected to be an influencer. It was bad. Like he was
Emma Chamberlain when they were all doing that. Emma Chamberlain was 17. I remember that specifically.
Yeah,
like the Dolan twins were like 18, 19, and
but
he was
how
like 20.
Are, like how did their parents like just
money.
Like roll with it? Like
money. I really think it's that.
Like that's horrible.
I know.
Like I would never ever let my child like be a part of like a vlog squad like that. I'd be like, no, like you're not putting your whole life on the internet like that.
Especially when like they went to Vegas or whatever, and she had to get people to like sign for her because she was so young. But that gets me to the thing of what I was gonna say about Tana Mojo and Cody Ko, because if you didn't know, this is like a big thing. Apparently, he slept with her, which is a bad way to raise.
I did not know that.
That's why he like disappeared off the internet, because it came out that like
I know that something happened.
It was at like a con, I don't know which one, there's a lot of them in like 2017-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Slept is with there's the wrong word, it's statutory rape. She was 17. But like, you know what I mean. And at the time when that came out, I was like, well, you know, like I was gonna fall into the trap. I was gonna be like, well, it's Tana Mojo. And then I was like, I'm 17. Like when that came out, I was 17, and I went, oh my
who came
God.
Out about it Tana
it was one of it was like kind of a known thing apparently in that like sphere of YouTube. Like people had kind of talked about like, hey, like he slept with a 17-year-old. Nobody really talked about it, and then one of Tana's friends brought it up, and then like Trisha Paytas or something got the story, and then Tana Mojo like came out and officially was like, yeah, this did happen, this was a thing that happened. And then he disappeared off the face of the internet, and then he came back and he was selling oatmeal like last year.
Oh
hi, what,
hey,
he called, yeah, I'm not even, if I Google it right now, I'm gonna come up with a Cody Ko oatmeal.
That's so ridiculous. What did he call that?
It wasn't even anything
Coatmeal?
Clever. I wish. Oatmeal. Cody
Ko oatmeal.
Ko's oats. That sucks. That sucks.
Coatmeal is better.
r/CodyKo just got my Ko's oats on Reddit.
Right.
I don't know people.
How
are
they rated?
Just
Ko's oats.
They're really ugly.
Oh yeah, that's horrible package, bro. You couldn't. Well,
he made that on Canva.
I mean, after like disappearing off the face of that's actually crazy that he disappears.
But it was like 6 months. It wasn't even long enough.
Yeah, but then he comes back. Like he's obviously not doing well with money. He has to sell oats.
He had like a child too. You didn't know that.
No,
he like just recently had a baby.
I didn't know much about Cody Ko. I remember is Brittany Broski being like, I don't support this. And I was like, I didn't really care much looking
at
it.
How do you feel about Brittany Broski? I have complicated feelings.
I have complicated feelings.
We're moving past
Omegle
because I feel like I have complicated feelings. So these are my feelings on this. I like her. I think she's entertaining to watch.
She's very funny.
She's extremely funny. I love her with Drew Afuelo and Caleb Heron. Caleb
Heron
is one of the funniest people
so
ever.
So funny.
However, and now I watched a deep dive into this. I watched like a 2-hour like research video, like actually like with analyzation, not just like a summary, about her. And so apparently, you know how she used to be very outspoken politically, and we were talking about that a while ago, how she used to be super outspoken politically, very
and then
far
she
left.
Stopped
and then she stopped lobbying. She got sponsors. That's what it was. Whatever company she signed to, whatever. Apparently, this is allegedly.
Everything we say is alleged. We are not.
This is not expert. This is based off of what I've seen online on YouTube, on TikTok. Allegedly, whatever company she signed to, like, I don't know what you call like managing or whatever, like production firm she signed to, not allowed to talk about that stuff anymore.
Oh.
And that's why she made that weird thing about Palestine, when she was like, it's not my business.
I do remember that.
That was
she
disgusting.
Could have worded that a lot better.
I can understand her saying, hey, I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think you should have an opinion, but like, it is, as clear-cut as it is, in my opinion, there is still nuance to it. 1,000%. It's a political situation. There's still nuance.
There's always going to be nuance to a political situation. Always. It's never going to be like 100% right, 100% wrong. There's always going to be
some sort. It can be 98.
Yeah. Like, it can be 99. Like,
but like there is still a side to side, which I can understand. However, she had previously said, like before, she was like, if you have a platform, you have to use, like, this is stuff she's saying as she was up and coming. And then she blew up and people were like, hey, like, do you have anything to say about this? Can you repost an infographic? And she was like, it's not my situation. It's not my like business to deal with the situation in the Middle East. As someone who's half Arab, that drives me nuts to no end, because it's not like we like fighting. Isn't like a, oh my god, I love war. Like, this is hundreds of years of imperialism and colonialism. Like, this isn't like fun.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it gets so mad, like, it drives me nuts. It's people, like,
I
are dismissive.
I think the same thing with like Tana Mojo's podcast. Like, she invited Brittany Broski on.
Yeah.
And Brittany, she was really odd about, really weird about, she was it. Very odd about the way she responded.
Like, oh, my fans would kill me.
Yeah, she was like, my fans wouldn't like that.
And it's like, hey, what?
Oh.
Like, you can just say, you can say you don't
want to go. Yeah, you can say you don't want to go on, or you can say, like, oh, like, I can't. Like, my contract's like, I can't.
Literally, like, but it's just, like, that lie. Even if it wasn't a lie.
Because I don't even think Tana would speak on that, like, after. If she was given, like, a good, like,
no, she wouldn't.
Explanation, like, Tana, like, she's grown enough where, like, she wouldn't speak on
that. Because that's the thing. Even though she's kind of crazy, she's a real bitch. I love her. I
have like mixed opinions
her,
on her.
But I love
it's
her.
Like everyone like that, like Brittany Broski, Tana Mojo.
For me,
Trisha Paytas, like,
she's so problematic. Okay, Tana Mojo, she's so problematic. But if she says something, like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, anytime I've ever,
there's a lot of times where she's very right.
But
very
if she
correct.
Ever like, if she speaks in like a celebrity situation, I'm listening to her.
Yeah,
she has. That's what I mean. Like, yeah, she has all the inside scoops. I'm never gonna trust her like politically. But like,
I mean, after like TanaCon, like, I trust her on like the scoop with celebrities. Like, she had like one of the biggest fuck ups I've ever seen of like someone's career.
I still think of TanaCon. The guy came out, the scooter guy.
Actually,
not like as gay. I was gonna like finish the story. He might be gay. I didn't mean like he came out as gay. I meant like he came out to talk about it like last year, and everyone was like, "Oh, baby, the rent is due." Like,
yeah, he needed.
This
that.
Happened in like 2018.
Yeah, it's time. It's
no, I mean, he came out as gay, because I think that would have been a better story to that.
Yeah, that would have been a better story.
Yeah. No, Tana Mojo, she's a lot. Okay, Trisha Paytas is one I really don't think I can like, because
I have
of everything.
Very, I like, she's definitely, I think where she is in life right now, like, it's obviously better. Like, she's never like, I really truly like, my big issue with like celebrities is that we create these parasocial relationships
with
them.
You don't know this person.
And we expect them to like adhere to our morals and stuff. Like, hey, they're not gonna have our exact morals, and like, that's something like, I have friends who I'm like, oh, like, I don't agree with everything like you're saying.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean like I hate them or I think they're a bad person. I just think there's room maybe for education, or that's just how they view things.
Yeah,
with Trisha Paytas, there's a lot of things where I just can't even like be like, oh, like, that's, it's not agree to disagree. But I think it's also very important to like recognize that like, she was severely addicted.
She was, so
she was
mentally ill,
not mentally treated, like untreated BPD, like that she didn't know of, like, and I'm sure there's more mental illness there.
Yeah,
like, it was like she was in a very like
rough
place.
She's just going through it and like taking it out online.
Yeah, she's doing very, very well right now. Like,
yeah.
One of the biggest things I like to see, like, is the comparison between her and Ethan Klein right now. Because
I hate Ethan Klein. I hate him
so
bad.
He is the lowest of the low, I think, maybe, like,
ever.
Like, on the internet, like, he's one of, like, the few people who I'm like, you're, like, internet, I mean, is on, like, YouTube and, like,
maybe this is controversial to say.
Speaking English right now. Primarily YouTube. Like,
this is controversial to say. He was on the same level as Charlie Kirk to me. Like, that's how, like, they were that both the
I
same.
Think when I originally first saw him on Frenemies, I was like, oh, like, he's...
He was
I like him. I was like, he's really funny. But then I, like, saw more about it. And, like, allegedly... Like, oh, this is very alleged.
This
I'm gonna
is so
say,
allegedly.
I'm, what I'm about to say is very, very alleged.
Yeah.
But allegedly...
Apparently allegedly.
His wife, Ela...
Yeah.
Who's also Moses' sister, Trisha Paytas' husband. They were born in, like, Israel.
She was, for sure,
yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah. And allegedly she helped, like, a raid.
Yeah,
like,
she was involved.
Or not, she didn't help. She was there.
She was
but
involved
I don't think
in
she
some
did
sort
anything.
Of IDF activity.
Yes.
And it's very allegedly, however, and I kind of believe it, because don't they have conscription?
I don't know.
They do, because people have gone to jail. People, like, pro-Palestinian Israelis have gone to jail over refusing to enlist.
Oh, yes, I do remember,
so
that was a huge thing.
They have some sort of conscription question mark. So, but still, that's not excluding it.
But
like,
I don't
know what it was.
Like, she just, I think it was a night, like, allegedly, like, this is 100%, like, don't take this as, like, 100% fact. Like, do your own research on this.
Yeah, this is
from
just,
from
like,
what
us.
I recall and what I know and what I was, like, the information I was given, I think, like, she just kind of went. Like, it was, like, her friends and her went and, like, observed it.
I wouldn't put it past her from everything I've ever heard about her.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like in character. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no comment on that. Like, literally, like I, that just makes sense. Like, but
it's just like all these like people, like we have to stop like idealizing. Sorry, I just touched your leg. Yeah. I'm playing footsies under the table.
He just kicked me in the thigh.
Oh,
yeah, that was my leg.
It's because I'm trying to cross my legs because it's low key uncomfortable at the seat.
Yeah, this is a weird bench.
It's not great. Thing. I'm sitting in cord central right now. I'm on the back side of the table.
He's on, I have the nice curved side where everything's like facing me. Yeah. Dylan is sitting on about 1,000 wires and, yep. he can't see anything. Like, I have
if something short circuits, I'm dead. Guys, like it's over for me. Like I'm not surviving this one
because he can't see anything. Like, I have the soundboard, I have the keyboard, I have the like.
I only know where my mic is, and if Sam mutes me, I'm unmuting it immediately and saying what I want to say.
Well, like I have like the monitor face me, like I have everything, and Dylan just has his mic.
Yeah, I just have my mic and a
headphones
and a post-it note and a pencil.
And what is this?
I don't know.
Is that an Apple TV?
I don't know. I think maybe that's a router.
It feels very Apple though.
That feels like a router.
But flip it over.
What fucking Apple TV is this? I wish you guys could. This is heavy as hell. Bro, this is.
That's so Apple.
Oh, this is Mac Mini. You're right.
Don't piss me off. It's
like. But where is this connected to?
It's not this. This is Windows.
But so where is this connected to?
Am I crazy? I didn't know the Mac Minis were that big.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
No, I knew it was a thing.
So what is this?
It's like MacBook.
A computer?
It's like you plug it into a monitor and then it's like Mac.
Oh,
so you can buy any brand of monitor and then have it be Mac. Because I know this because I had a really old iMac and I didn't want to get rid of it because I really like the screen. Mm-hmm. And I was looking into buying a Mac Mini like plug-in thing to plug it in so it kept running like newer software. But I thought they were like this big. I thought, you can't see my hand gesture. I thought they were like half, like if you take an iPhone like 14 and cut it in half, I thought it was like that big. This thing is like huge. This thing like, that's heavy.
That's hefty. That's come half to it.
That's easily like 10 pounds.
Can we talk about Apple?
Can we please talk about Apple?
They're going, I hate what they're doing with their products right now.
They're so ugly.
It's uninspired. Like, I don't care about your fucking.
I just turned you down.
What is it? The iPhone 17 with the.
The iPhone Air? What?
No, what's the one where it's like the huge, like.
The 17 Pro or Max?
Yeah, one of those.
And
like, that's ridiculous.
Orange, it only comes in orange.
Ugly as hell.
It only comes in orange.
Imagine. I don't think it only comes in orange. That cannot be true.
No, because don't the Maxes or the Pro Max only come in one color?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google. I'm going on the Apple website.
I don't know.
You speak your piece about this. I'm going on the
Apple website. I have an iPhone 15 and I'm very happy. Like, this is like, I don't want to go any further up than an iPhone 15.
Yeah,
I'm very, very happy with my iPhone.
14 and I love my Lightning adapter. I don't want.
Anything else. I'm very happy with like my iPhone as it is right now. I don't even like what's the new iOS update?
26.
I hate that one. Were we not just at 16?
They changed it to be like per the year. It's fucking orange.
Is that the only color? Go try and buy it.
Okay.
That can't be the only color.
They're like, we know you're broke. You're not betting. You're not.
How much is it?
Yes.
Guess?
Yes.
Are we in the 2000s?
Not yet. But
we're inching though. We're edging it.
We're edging it.
Like it's gonna be like 100 or like 1800.
The iPhone 17 Pro is 16,000 or
16,000 would be 16, fucking crazy.
It's $15.99. The iPhone 17 Pro Max
is 16,000 plus you have to donate your kidney.
The iPhone 17 Pro Max is $17.49.
That's fucking ridiculous.
A 6.9-inch.
Do you know
display.
How much?
6.9 inches of display. That's huge.
Do you know how much my MacBook was? Like
how?
It was like 2K. But it should last me my whole of school.
And the difference is it's a laptop. Okay, there are three colors. It won't let me like pick anything right now. Oh, okay. Let's say I want the 17 Pro Max. I can get it in silver, cosmic orange, or deep blue, which isn't ugly.
So where's black?
Hey, not an option.
That should be like,
if I
feel like.
If I get the 17 Pro, those are the only options.
Right.
I just can't. Because, okay, I bought my MacBook refurbished because I'm not paying that much. Sorry. So
mine was a gift.
Yours was a gift and it's new.
Yeah.
Mine's from 2020. It's refurbished. It was $600. Pretty much everything.
That's great.
That's incredible.
Same with my iPad. I did not get new. I got that shit from like, it was an open box from Best Buy.
Yeah, mine was like open
and
box.
And it's like, I don't use it enough to even, like, it was like $400.
Did
I
you
don't
even bring it?
To university?
Yeah,
I was playing Minecraft on it this morning while I was doing the iClicker because I couldn't use my phone.
Oh, I just never see it because you always have, anytime we put Roblox on your laptop.
Yeah, because it's like my iPad's usually like, I can't even lie, it's like if I'm taking notes, like sometimes like for like my therapy I'll take notes on like a good notes thing and it's easy because it's like it's also keeps it very like no one can just like come across it
and like, it's cute and aesthetic.
Yeah,
you have to say that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Or I'm watching YouTube. And I don't want to whip out my whole fucking MacBook. And it's just easy to have an iPad.
That was crazy. I just adjusted the volume and the lights like flickered.
Bro.
But no, Apple, I don't know what they're doing recently. I don't want to do the math on this because I forgot my compound interest formula. However, that's the thing I used to just know off the top of my head, which is crazy. The 17 Pro Max, which I said is $1,749, or get ready for this, $7,287 a month for 24 months, no APR. You're going to have to sell both your feet. For no APR, what?
That's ridiculous.
No APR, like, I'm actually shocked. But that was what got me is that...
Bro, it's like flights. Like, flights are like, oh, this is a cheap flight for $40. But hey, to even be able to sit in a seat and not be in, like, the under part of the plane, you do have to pay $2,000. And then to get a single piece of luggage on, you're going to have to pay another $800.
Yes!
And to pick your spot so you're not sitting right next to the fucking bathroom is going to be $500.
Okay, Dylan, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How much storage does your iPhone have?
Like, by itself or with iCloud?
By itself, like your iPhone storage.
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, I know mine's like 168. Yours How is probably I... two whatever.
How the f*** do I check that?
Storage, general, storage. Settings? Settings, storage, general storage. I don't
general
know.
General storage.
Storage.
iPhone storage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have...
You have 256 probably?
No, I have 128 gigabytes.
Okay.
But that's why I have such...
iCloud, yeah.
I have so much iCloud.
So
I have 200 gigabytes.
So I want you
gigabytes.
To guess this iPhone 17 Pro I'm looking at. So I'm looking at the more expensive one because there's a 0.6-inch display difference.
Okay.
I want you to guess the storage
This is the 17 Pro?
This is 17 Pro. There's four storage options. I want you to guess what the lowest one is.
32.
Nope.
64.
Nope.
High or low?
Higher.
Oh.
So much higher.
I don't know.
256 is the starter, and that's the 1749 one.
Or we can blasting off to space.
Just wait. What's the next option? 512. 512 gigabytes of storage for 2000.
The next option is going to be 1,000?
For 2049. You're right, because the next option is a terabyte for $2,349, and the last option is 2 terabytes of storage on an iPhone.
That's fucking ridiculous.
For, drum roll please, $2,949 a month. You're paying $3,000 for a phone.
Right.
Apple trade and get 50 to 985 credit towards your new iPhone. I'm just buying an iPhone like on air right now.
Wow, this is great, guys.
This is crazy. Oh my God, guess how much Apple Care Plus is.
It's going to be close to like 500.
Actually pretty low.
Oh.
269 or 1350 a month.
Because I'm pretty sure for like Apple Care for my phone, it's like 99.
Yeah, that's not bad. However, I will say part
but
of
I think
it-
it's like 99 a year, no?
I have no idea. I will say, though, because, and I'm absolutely victim to this, I have two pairs of AirPods, which Dylan likes to get on my ass about.
That's, no, you guys need to understand.
Okay.
Sam has two pairs of AirPods.
They're the same pair.
Because if one of them dies, like, she doesn't want to wait for it to recharge to use AirPods
so
again.
So I just switched.
This is, like, actually consumerism
but
at its peak.
But I can't stress enough that they're Gen 1 and one of them was used when I bought them.
Okay, at so, least there's that.
Yeah, they're both Gen 1s.
Mine are, like... I don't know what mine
Yours
are.
Yours like Gen 3 or 4, no?
Yeah, but mine were... After, mine came free with my MacBook.
I know. That's the only reason I was thinking about buying one new is because I could have gotten another pair. Just in case I need a third
pair. Do you remember that one video of that girl that's like, this is my MacBook for receiving emails? This is my MacBook for sending emails.
These are my AirPods for making phone calls. These are my AirPods for listening to TikToks. This is my AirPods for like, it's just like everything.
All these things.
But okay, this is what I was going to say. There is one thing, however, they have the aesthetics. They know how to do aesthetics like, I don't know what you call it, like interconnectivity. I love when my AirPods and my phone connect to my MacBook.
You know what? You know
they
what?
Get me.
You know what's kind of like so like my favorite Apple feature?
Yeah.
Connecting, like having AirPods be able to connect to one phone at a time. That's great.
My favorite thing, you've seen me do this. I do this. Okay. My little dirty secret.
I know exactly what this is.
My dirty secret is in class when I don't want to pay attention or I'm really bored.
Basso, don't listen right now.
Basso. No, I'm locked in Basso.
Yeah. You have to be locked in Dr. Basso's lecture.
I love Dr. Basso. We'll talk about him in a minute. I love iPhone phone mirroring. So I'll be on my laptop. I'll be on my MacBook Air and I phone mirror. So it's like a thing in the thing where it's in the thing. It's a thing. Like,
you guys understand. Look up a video. Like, you'll be able to find.
And so I play mobile games on my phone, on my laptop.
You know what's also, speaking of phone mirroring, this is a little different.
Yeah.
I love my iPad and my MacBook because if you put them side by side, you can use the MacBook as another monitor screen.
It's so nice. Yeah, they connect or whatever.
Yeah, it's really cool. That's really cool.
They get me for that. A 16-inch 2025 MacBook Pro is $2,500.
That's like not, like, that's it's not ridiculous because especially if you don't own like a computer, like.
If you have a computer and you have this, it's too much.
Yeah.
If you're having this, fine.
Like, I don't own a computer. Like, I don't care that much about it.
Yeah, because I have a PC. So that's why I was like, I'm going to cheap out on the Mac.
Like, I'm going to be using a laptop for the rest of my life. I don't think I'll ever have like a PC.
Yeah, I play video games. I played one video game.
I played like video games that don't need them. I play Roblox and Minecraft and like Stardew Valley. And
yeah.
Like,
however, the new Macs, they're really cute. And their website, gorgeous.
Oh, I do like their colors on that.
Their websites are gorgeous.
They would low-key get me with that.
These are not even expensive.
How bad are they?
From $12.99 or $108.
$12, guys. Get it right now.
$12.99. Oh, yeah, Dr. Basso. Let's talk about him.
I
love him.
Anyone who's so known
me in high school, any of my friends or my dad who's listening, Dr. Basso is my university equivalent of Mr. Heaney. That means nothing to you. That was my history teacher. You've heard me talk about my history teacher.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who he's like the equivalent of to me.
I love him. Oh, my God, these colors are really cute. Sorry, I'm still looking at Max right now.
Are you saying in like how much like you enjoy the class or like how like smart?
Both. I enjoy the class. I enjoy him as a person. Like, I feel like any conversation we've ever had, like, one-on-one, I feel like I walk away smarter. Like, I feel like he's really interesting to talk to. He's funny. Even though he's really millennial, he's, like, very funny.
That's okay.
And I enjoy the topic. Like,
Dr. Basso is how I feel about Mr. Blackwell.
Okay, you've talked about
this. I love Mr. Blackwell. He was so heavily hated on in high school just because he was monotone and his jokes were very, like, deadpan.
I want to get a pink iMac.
Stop talking about the fucking Mac. Put the phone down. Like, okay, I love when like profs or teachers can like actually like connect with their students. Like, I think Dr. Basso does a really good job at showing like he actually cares about his students and he cares about our success, and he takes the time to make sure like we understand, which is very, very rare. And in, like,
he's so open to questions. He loves like a question. Like,
there's no dumb questions for him.
Yeah, even though sometimes he can.
Even though sometimes like
there are
dumb questions. He doesn't treat them as dumb questions.
No, because that's what I like. I like when. Teachers isn't the right word because we're in university. I like when, you know, kind of teachers, professors, instructors, whatever you want to call them, in that position. Like, as someone who works with kids and teaches, like, it's so easy to discourage them from things.
Yeah.
You would not even realize how easy it is to discourage a kid. So it's like, obviously, okay, we're not like kids now, like, except the one guy in our class who's like 30. We're all like, 07s. So it's like, obviously, it's not like we're like 3 years old, but like he's very
but like it's
open.
Also, it's a huge transition. Like, we're transitioning from like being fed, like spoon fed.
In a class of 30 people, spoons fed, to a lecture hall of 300.
Yeah, and like
nobody
still,
was there.
You
though.
Still like he. I know he recognizes me because I've been to his office hours like once, and I'll ask questions, and like he's very like.
I know for sure he recognized me because I talked to him at the APSS, the Association of Political Science Students Night.
Yeah.
And I had my name tag on and I said something. And I said, we were having a conversation. I said, oh, and I was the one who asked the Louis the 14th question, which you guys don't know. He was cheesed.
He was so cheesed.
When I asked a question.
This is before Sam and I were even friends.
Yeah, this is when we were
just sitting like
Same rows,
but
not
like,
near each other.
Not near each other at all.
And we were talking about like militarization and state capacity. And I said something about like we were talking about the feudal system, and I said weren't like militaries not really centralized until Louis the 14th? And he was cheesy.
He loved that one.
And so I was talking to them at the APSS night, and I said, oh, and I was the one who asked the Louis 14th question. He was like, oh, like, and then he like said something, and he's like, now I have a name for the face because I had a name.
Yeah,
for
no,
that
I went
one.
To
yes.
him, and I was
I said yes, yes, yes.
We were talking. Trump got brought up,
of course,
and I like I was really like thinking about it because one of my like friends from home, like Finn, like he's very, very well spoken.
Hi, my name is Schnapple.
He's very well spoken, and like he just knows a lot about like politics, and he's very, very intelligent. And we once had a conversation about like how right now like transgender people are being dragged through
like beyond persecution,
dragged through the media. And so I went to like Dr. Basso, and I was like, I don't understand like how these far right populist like leaders get away with doing the same thing over and over again. Like, we've seen it like when 9/11 happened, like we saw it with like
it was Muslims.
Yeah,
and
we saw it
people,
with like all, like it was horrible. Like, it was so bad.
It's,
so I said,
it's borderline the same thing as what happened to the Jews. Like,
yeah, I was like, how do they get away with this so many times, and like how do people not notice the patterns? Because once you see the pattern, like how are you like
it's
being
so
disillusioned?
Easy. Yeah,
and he was just like. It was a lot like it's a lack of like education. Like, it's just people want like they don't educate themselves, like,
especially in the States though. Like, the stuff like Reagan did in like the 80s or whatever it was he was elected, that's why university or college I guess in the States is so expensive.
Yeah,
it's only because they didn't want black people to be doctors. Like, verbatim, you can look that up and find it. Like, that I am proclaiming with my full chest, like, that's literally what it is.
Yeah,
like that kind of stuff is just incredible. Like,
it's actually crazy how much the U.S. has f***ed up so many things. Like,
nobody cares.
Very, like, who, which Was it Bush? Bush fucked up.
Oh, Bush and everything.
Yeah, Bush fucked up our, like,
the economy forever.
Yeah, the economy, like, the 2008. Yeah, yeah, we literally.
Dr. Basso
told us all about it. I now understand, like,
how the economy crashed.
That was very comprehensive.
I vaguely understood the thing about, like, I just kicked or elbowed the table really hard. I vaguely understood the thing about subprime mortgages because I watched, like, a movie about it or something.
I did not really understand that part.
I watched, like, a movie, so I didn't know about the loans, like, the investments on the loans. I knew about how loans worked, and I knew it was similar to the thing about what happened before the Great Depression, because that's when credit was starting to be a thing.
I remember before, like, the Great Depression, like, the banks were just giving out whatever.
And credit in individual stores starting to be a thing, and people couldn't pay it back. Like, I understood that.
Well, because it was all, like, the Depression was, like, it revolved around, like, oh, the American dream.
Yeah, that too. But I know a big part of it, like, in Canada, at least, what kind of caused it was stores were starting to give out credit, so you could have, like, a tab at a store, and then things started to get back, and then what accelerated it was, like, people couldn't pay back their store tabs, and so that all these businesses, like, went out of business, I guess.
Yeah, like,
I understood, like, that relationship, but I had no idea how the market crash, like, actually happened.
Yeah,
and
no,
then
that
one guy in our class who was like, yeah, I remember that.
He lived through it.
Yeah.
I actually really fuck with him.
I fuck with him so heavy. He's always aura farming. I saw him one time on campus smoking a cigarette wearing a trench coat. I said, I need to be his friend.
Yeah, he's very smart. Like,
he's so smart.
I love mature students.
I love mature students.
I think it's so great that you're going back out there and getting an education. Good for you.
Yeah, and this guy, he's like so chill. He's in my history lecture, and he asked me for, like, a pencil and a pen for an exam, and I was like,
so chill.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Like, I love mature students. Like, I could not.
Because, like, okay, don't get me wrong. I love talking. I love commentary, whatever.
Yeah,
We didn't play any music. So sorry about that. Yeah, we have 10 minutes left and we've just talked. I love talking. I hate when I sign up for apparently the running commentary version of a lecture and everybody has to talk about it. I'm trying to listen to the person with the doctorate in this subject.
That's how I feel.
And I'm hearing people from my residence talking behind me.
I hate it. I actually, there's been a couple times where I've almost, like, been like, can you stop talking?
There's been multiple times. If they're not directly behind me, I will look at them.
I just don't understand. I don't understand, like, why are you coming to class if you're not listening? Very clearly, you're not taking notes. You're not listening.
Yeah.
It's not high school. They don't care if you're here or not. Go, leave.
Yeah, literally. You know that with my anthro class. I hate going to anthro. I have two classes I don't really have to go to. One of them is my history lecture, which I love. I love the professor. Yeah. It's just he posts the slideshows with notes. And my psych, our psych lecture.
Yeah, we don't go to our psych.
Because everything he reads off the textbook. So it's like, what? He just made a face at me. And I love Mr. Murphy. I love him so much.
Oh, we're name dropping now.
We're name dropping. I love him.
No, I think he's very fun. I was about to be like, oh, don't say he, because I don't know, like, if there's another.
It's fine. But
I know Mr. Murphy's, like, very, very, like, pleasant to be around.
Very awesome guy.
It's just I have so much in my schedule that I would rather just read the textbook at home and, like, do iClickers from home.
Yeah.
Than, like, attend class.
And I hope he teaches other stuff, because I'd love to take a class with him.
Yeah, I would 100% take, like,
another class.
I wouldn't be able to take, like, a class in psych because I'm not doing
psych 102. Yeah.
Yeah, 102. It's just, like, not happening.
If he ever did, like, any, like, guest lectures type stuff, like, I'd love to. Go.
Yeah,
I love him.
He's so, like, he's very, very captivating.
Yeah, but, like, just about that, it's like nobody cares if you go to class or not.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't have to be in class. Like, text your friend. Everybody has a phone. Everybody has a laptop. Text them if you want to say something. You don't have to be like,
yeah,
because that's, like, my biggest pet peeve. Especially same thing in Basso, because it's such a big lecture. There's 300 people in
it, and it's very fast paced.
It's very fast paced. You have to be listening to him, otherwise you will miss stuff, like, 1,000%. And then I hear people packing up. I hear people packing up in, like, 10 minutes early.
Hey,
you don't have to do that. Actually,
you should be going literally till the end, till he's like, okay, you guys can go now.
I literally, like, my laptop stays open, my fingers stay on the keyboard until he's like, okay, we're,
yeah, that's the one class I can't play games in. Like, I don't, because I'll download, like, I don't like I don't do this, like, screen mirroring often. Like, I've done it a couple times, like,
because you couldn't figure it out at first.
Yeah, my phone won't do it a lot of the
time.
It's
because you don't have your Wi-Fi on.
It's because a lot of the time EduRoam doesn't work. Hey, I'm paying $22,000 a year to be here. Can we get the Wi-Fi working so I'm not using my hotspot?
It always works for me in the buildings. It never works for me in the dorm.
It works for me in the dorm. Laz, it does not work.
Don't.
And
for me,
the science building.
For me, it's Bricker.
Bricker, mine works. Every other building except for the science and Laz work. But everywhere else.
Oh, you're in Laz for philosophy or crim?
For philosophy with Dr. Paytas.
So aren't you so excited for intro to law next year?
No, I'm truly not.
We have a class. We're in the same major and the same program, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
We have a class next semester that's 7 to 9:50 p.m. every Wednesday at Laz.
Right.
So excited.
Laz, like,
it's a nice building, though.
Yeah, it's close enough to our residency. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
it's
like
not
a 7-minute walk. But,
yeah,
like, it's just going out there because my schedule.
And it's gonna be cold as fuck too. Like, it's gonna be winter.
I don't know what like drugs I was on when I was like making my schedule. Because on Wednesdays I have a tutorial at 2:30 to 3:20, and then I have nothing else until 7 p.m.
Do you want
to
hear like my schedule?
Oh God.
For Wednesdays, I want like okay.
He does this all the time. This is what he did this year too.
Well, my Wednesday schedule this fucking year, this term, like I f myself over really hard.
Because every time he's like, oh my God, Wednesdays.
Wednesdays
tomorrow.
Are like gulag. I'm not even joking. So. this upcoming Wednesday, I have a tutorial for politics at 9:30 to 10:20 a.m.
Yeah, mine's at 8:30.
And then I have psych, which like it's off my schedule essentially because I don't go.
Yeah, but you still have to be like kind of in for the eye clinic.
Yeah.
So let's and then that off 2:30 to 3:20. No,
1:30 to 2:20.
Yeah.
And then directly after across campus, I have 2:30 to 3:50 politics.
That's Dr. Basso.
Yeah. Right after that in Laz, which is close enough, so it's not an issue. 4:00 to 6:50 with Dr. Peytush. I have that philosophy of happiness. I take it next term. I don't know if it runs next term.
Take it.
It's actually like it's a difficult class. It's very challenging, but it's Dr. Peytush. Genuinely, like he's very good at like teaching.
Everything I've ever heard is positive.
He's like, so it's such like a. Oh, we're okay. We have 5 minutes left.
We have to go. We have to speed through.
It's such a good class. And then I have a good break for like an hour, and then. I have crim 8:30 to 9:50. And then next term, I also f'd myself over with my schedule because I apparently hate myself on Wednesdays. I have intro to film and society 8:30 to 10:20.
A.M.?
Yeah, a.m.
Oh, my God.
And then I think 1:30 to 2:20, I have politics beyond borders tutorial.
Yeah.
And then 2:30 to 3:50, I have billionaires, beavers, and banditos.
Refuse to take
And that. Then I have a huge break until 7:00 to 9:50 where I have intro to law.
I'm sure to be there. I've only ever heard positive things about the teacher. She's not a...
Because she's a lawyer.
So she like...
Contract.
She's a contract instructor. I have only heard like the most... But that's not even like, oh, we're on the radio. Like, I should be nice. Like, I've only heard positive things about her. Rate My Professor. Nobody has anything bad for her to say. Like, upper level students. Everybody loves
her. I wonder if the profs look at their Rate My Profs.
I 1,000%.
I want to ask Dr. Basso, have you looked at your Rate My Prof?
And he's going to be like, no, I don't give a...
Yeah, he probably wouldn't care. I want to like...
But, like, I would.
I would 100%. I'd kind of be a little sad, though. Like, if they're like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah, they're like,
he's
I
a
want,
shit prof.
They're like, I want
who
him
gave
to
him
die.
A PhD?
I've never learned anything in this class. Like,
oh. Yeah, I'd be like, oh.
Sorry. Aww. But also, I try my best not to be like that.
I feel like you say that now. It's like talking about, like, oh, if I was rich, I wouldn't be, like, pompous. Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
You'd be a little prestigious.
But it's the same thing about how, like, I had this one teacher in high school, my religion teacher in grade 12. She was, like, I always describe it as being behind the iron curtain. Because anything that goes on outside of class, you don't get to know because you could not even smell your phone. Like, you couldn't, like, think about touching it without her being on that. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't if I was a teacher, I wouldn't let kids go on their phone.
No, like, I get it.
Like, my kid's not touching ChatGPT.
Oh my God, my kid's gonna be smart.
My kid's gonna be stronger and smarter than everyone else.
Like that one kid who fell in the mall and didn't cry.
Yeah. Oh my God, we saw a kid like who like face planted like three times in the mall, got right back up.
Not a single cry. He was running, he would slip and fall, get right back up.
Like he actually just didn't care.
And you know he's not on ChatGPT because he's 3 years old. But like,
yeah.
That's how you know.
But like he might be on CoComelon.
Oh, darn. I walked into like my...
My kids are watching Mr. Rogers.
I walked into my like now previous neighbor's house and they had the baby watching those like dancing fruit things. And I had to hold back and be like, that's really bad for your child. You're messing them up for the rest of your life. I had to like not like get in on that because I'm just going
to
sound like...
Kids need to watch like Mr. Rogers again.
They need to watch like low stimulation shows.
Yeah.
We have 3 minutes left. We're talking about
Yeah, you know what kids up? Can't lie. SpongeBob. SpongeBob kids up.
I watched it and my dad
didn't let me watch it because the voice was annoying.
That's not a shabby honest apparel. I'd be like, no, that's
same
not
with like
allowed.
Sam and Cat. I couldn't watch because Ariana Grande's voice.
I couldn't
annoying.
Watch it because we didn't get the Disney Channel.
I had the Disney Channel because my dad was like he likes football.
Yeah.
So like I had cable my whole life.
No, I had cable too, but like I didn't.
We only had Netflix because my uncle Darian would give us his login. That's before Netflix got fucking greedy.
Oh, don't piss me off. I had Netflix when I got like when I hit like 13 or 14, but I when I was a kid we didn't have Disney Channel until I was like 10, I think, which is good because none of the shows on there are good.
Like, well, Jesse's pretty good.
Well, they're good,
lie.
But I mean,
Jesse
like
was
education.
Yeah.
Like I watched TVO as a kid.
Oh yeah, me too.
Which
me too. I love TVO.
Absolutely, I know. Like, shout out dad. He's probably listening to this. That made me smarter. Like for sure.
Shout out Sam's dad.
Shout out my dad. Like,
shout out for that.
Yeah, because I know it made me smarter.
Yeah. No, my dad would give me those like the workbooks.
Oh, I never had those. My parents didn't care that much.
He also would make like multiplication.
They just made like, sure questions. My dad made me a multiplication chart.
He wouldn't make me a multiplication chart. He would give me like he would write down a bunch of like math questions sometimes and then give me a piece of
my
paper.
My dad would just ask me questions. 8 times 8, 64
My dad just knew everything. He was an encyclopedia. Like
yeah, me too.
He like, knew everything about everything, and when he didn't, he would look it up.
No, my dad had like he made me like a multiplication chart.
Oh,
it was like so I could like do the math.
Okay, well we have a minute left.
We have like less than a minute, and we're talking about child psychology. We have 40 seconds left.
Child psychology is a really good song, by the way. It's kind of really sad.
It's a really good song, though.
It's sad.
That whole album is good.
It's really good, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's if Dylan doesn't join me next week, and I actually play music instead of talking.
I actually will not be here next week. See, there you go. Be in Windsor.
He's going to Windsor, so maybe we'll play Child Psychology by Black Box
Recorder. I just got really scared because I'm like, maybe Alessandra's listening. She's not.
She's not listening to this.
She's not listening to this.
Why would she be listening to this?
I was like, I just ruined the surprise.
She texts you. She's like, what the hell?
You're coming?
Oh, my God. Okay, we have 10 seconds.
Okay, guys.
We just count down.
It's New Year's. What are we counting down from?
I don't know. It's like there's 7 seconds left. Anyway, this has been After Class Radio on Radio Laurier. My name is Sam. My friend Dylan joined me today.
I'll be back in a couple weeks, guys.
Okay. See you guys next week.
See you.